Good morning, folks. I need to call the meeting to order. Please stand and join us for a moment of silence and then the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, Mr. Hammond, may we have roll call, please?
Mr. DeAngelis.
Present.
Mrs. Finn.
Present.
Mr. Gullett. Mr. Hershberger.
Here.
Mr. Shafrath.
Here.
Thank you. Mr. Hammond, we're moving into Treasurer's Update and Agenda Items. Treasurer's comments, please.
Thank you. Couple things that have happened. So the footnotes that you're looking at or received this week, those have been changed. The state is requiring line items to be noted on there. So if you look at the footnotes, you've seen a piece that says line 1.010.
Yes.
Which aligns with the five-year forecast format that we submit to the state. Usually I send out to you the community-friendly five-year forecast, which doesn't have those line numbers on it. And it's not the one that I sent to the state. So I sent you the one that goes to the state, but I also put the line items on the community-friendly one for anyone who wanted to see it in that format. It's pretty much the same. There's a couple items on there that I will restructure on my monthly financial report so that they're more aligned, because my intent was to have those all aligned. Moving into just, not a lot of glamour here. It's not sexy stuff.
And I'm glad you don't try to make it that way, too.
Real estate taxes, pretty much flat from last year. Budgeted 1.75 for the following 4 years. Personal property tax, I've got Nexus still paying currently. Budgeted 1% increase. The school district income tax, this year versus last year, phenomenal increase, 7.78. Going forward, I budgeted 2%. I hope I'm on the low side.
So do I.
Restricted grants and unrestricted grants, that's where I've got some difference between my monthly report or the community-friendly one versus the five-year itself. They're starting to look more closely at some of those sub-functions in their state funding and asking us to be accountable for that. So something I've previously not experienced, I don't think Todd's experienced it either. So I'm starting to weave through that. Interest income is up this year. We expect it to be $300,000 plus over last year. Any questions on the revenue side?
Yep. Thank you.
On the expense side, figure we'll end up about $7.9 million for this year for salaries. And then we've budgeted for the union negotiated rates going forward. Benefits. I kept health benefits even for the first year with a 3% increase thereafter. Purchase services will be up some this year. We have a lot of legal expenses due to contract negotiations due to the sale of the High Street property. Supplies up 10%. Line item 5.010, just so that I'm referencing that. We've got a $500,000 transfer there. A big part of that is going into the 070 fund for capital improvements. Another 150 for PI balance to cover any transfers that we need to make to other funds.
Is one of those numbers the number that we agreed to put aside for future? Okay, thank you.
Yes. That would be the capital expense.
Okay.
Those are the highlights of the plan. Like I said, nothing sexy, nothing glamorous. I would go to the last page of the assumptions. In conclusion, district's cash position is healthy, excluding that 5.010, that capital expenditure line. We're operating in a surplus over the next 3 years. Fiscal 26 will be pivotal. That will be the next state biennium budget, and we'll see how that plays out. The one thing on the state five-year forecast that you don't see, which is on the community-friendly one, is a true value, or days, excuse me.
True days cash.
I took that, I reconverted that. Gives us about 7.6 months of operations if everything tanked.
Is that a good number to have? Do we need to, do you feel we need to be having more in reserves, savings, whatever one wants to call it?
No, I think if you got over 3 months, you're
good.
Thank you. One of the things that districts are having an issue with today is the state's going in there looking at your cash position and saying, well, they've got too much cash. So we're between a rock and a hard place here. You want some reserves for those days when...
How are you supposed to plan for the future? I'm sorry.
And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to set up that 070 fund, capital.
Okay.
So we get money out of the general fund.
Oh, all right.
Because what we're looking at is the general fund. So they're looking at the general fund and they're going,
$10
million. They probably got way too much cash.
I don't think I've ever heard that before that we have.
I've never been talking about that. There's an assessment that communities say that the community needs to pay more and the state needs to pay less.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, that's where it is.
And I did appreciate the line numbers that went, you know, the explanation that had the line number that went back and forth. I don't know if that, is that what you were talking about, the state starting to follow that more, so that's why you did it that way? I personally...
Yeah, because they're right down the side here.
I personally appreciate that because it's easy for me to track what's what, and I hadn't seen that ever before, so.
Well, and I dropped a minute on this, and most of them are very clean, but I do have a couple that are convoluted, and okay. I will try to remedy that here in the very near future so that it aligns more with that. Because I think the community one's easier to read for just people in the community. With that, I would entertain a motion, or would like to have one, to approve the five-year forecast and the assumptions.
Make a motion.
And a second, please?
Yep.
Thank you. Any questions? Thank you, Mr. Hammond. I found this one of the easiest financial reports to read that I've received. May we have a roll call, please?
Mr. Hershberger?
Yes.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yep.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yeah.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes. Motion passed. Thank you. Moving into superintendent's consent agenda, we have Title I tutors. We have to approve someone for the reading program that I understand this is coming at this point to the board because they're subbing for somebody, which I totally appreciate. Folks jumping into those ish areas. Upon the unpaid leave for Emily Costano for 2 days. We have some things to change around for Jessica Wirtz. Emily Costano, hiring of Charles Julian for a 1-year teaching contract for varsity boys basketball coach. And we have some supplementals. I need a motion, please.
So moved.
Thank you. I need a second, please.
Yep.
Thank you. Any discussion? I just have one question. Is Drew Durbin our alumni?
Yes.
That's what I thought. I like when alumni come back to us. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yeah.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yep.
Mrs. Finn?
Yes. Motion passed. Thank you. I have nothing on record here, but allow me to turn to the next page. I don't have that we need to go into executive session. Has that changed? Looking around, I'm seeing no one would care for that. So we can go to a motion to adjourn, please.
Salute.
Thank you. And a second?
Yep.
Mr. DeAngelis was first. Mr. Shafrath was second. Any questions?
When's our meeting on the 6th? What time?
I think he said 8 is what Jeremy texted me the other day.
He hasn't called it yet, from what I know. I don't...
Yeah, I guess he asked me if that would work. So it's on my calendar.
He sent it out individually. But,
oh, June, I was...
He was texting to get a date. So I'll follow up with him to make sure he asks you to put out that notice.
And a reminder that the end of June, there is a board meeting.
Yes.
So end of June, end of July.
Thank you. May we have roll call, please?
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yep.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yep.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we're done.
I got 8:14.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, folks.
You got time later?
Yeah.
I got two people I've been talking to. I want to go over.
Yeah. I think still working on the survey.